Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's our buddy John Daniels, GM of the Texas Rangers.
How are you guys?
Man, we are great. And it's good timing that you wandered up right after we did Cowboy Schedule Talk, because you're an NFL fan. And this is always fun to, like, get the schedule and sit there and look at it and make all these projections and then go, why the hell did we do that? This is it never works out this way. What are we doing?
Have you gone back and looked at, like, a little recap how you've done in the past?
I haven't, but I'm sure I've done exceptionally well. I mean, I could just imagine I've nailed it at all times. Did you break out the giant schedule last night?
The one I look at all the time is when they come here and play across the street from, and that's, it's been week one, like, pretty religiously, right?
Yeah, it seems that way.
September 8th, we're on the road in Baltimore, and I might have to stay home that weekend.
Yeah, we'll get into this in a minute. I want to talk about the Rangers in a minute. I want to talk NFL first, and then I want to talk about Do It For Dirt as well.
Awesome.
But so are you in the camp right now? You know, we've been talking about this a lot on our show, of trade for a Rosen or somebody that's out there and get your quarterback set, or do you want to kind of watch Eli continue to tail off and then go off into the great quarterback abyss, because you never know when you're going to get your guy?
I think it's got to be the right guy. And I am, like, the last person to determine who that is.
Right.
Rosen's interesting, right? Like, pedigree and talent and now a little bit of experience. Somebody else kind of had to break him in and you know, go through that. But, you know, would I love for them to get their quarterback of the future? Absolutely. But you got to be right, right?
Yeah,
like, just getting a young quarterback or just getting somebody, you know, doesn't make a lot of sense. Or even jumping into free agency and getting a guy doesn't make a lot of sense if they're not going to be what you want, you know. So, the two guys in next year's draft are appealing, but so much can happen between now and then. And are they truly the right guys? Like, for me, that's where I just got to have faith and kind of cross my fingers that they're going to pick the right one.
Right. I got into a conversation, Tepid P, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
I got into a conversation with him one day, and he was talking about the difference of, he goes, you're watching these, like, football players. He's like, you got to be right now. He's like, when you're these baseball guys, you're just looking for traits, and, like, it's such a long-term projection of these football guys. And I was thinking about these organizations. They sit there and go, okay, I think that some of these organizations are looking 2-3 quarterback classes down the road. Like, the Dolphins are sitting there talking about maybe tanking for the quarterback class next year, but the year after that is the kid from Clemson. And it's like, man, there's so much that can happen to a kid. His shoulder could, you know, explode or whatever. Like, there's just so many things that can happen. It's real hard. Like, if you need to have an idea now of what you're going to do. But I can't imagine Eli playing another year after this. Can you?
Not if they don't protect him a little bit. It seems like a bit of a stretch.
They've made some moves to make the offensive line better. Whether or not that materializes, they've at least, I think, somewhat aggressively addressed it.
Yeah, they addressed it, like, preseason. That didn't totally pan out. You know, Hernandez, the second-round pick, was pretty good. But then they, you know, they did audible, and they kind of fixed some stuff on the fly.
Right.
I just wonder if they're the type of and then there's a bunch of clubs you could say this about, who are like, no, we need to wait 1 year, and then next year – that's when we go get our quarterback, because of the Oregon kid Herbert and Tua from Alabama, and there's other names. Fromm from Georgia, maybe, you know. There's a lot of babies. I'm not sure about many of those. So, I don't know. I'm fascinated by that. I would right now give up pick 17 to Arizona, and I think Arizona would take it.
Really?
For Josh Rosen. I think they would do it. Someone caught in the big schedule release video that the Cardinals did that Josh Rosen wasn't on it. So that's interesting.
Yeah,
they're taking Kyler. I think pick 17, that's a good trade for both teams.
Why wouldn't you put him in it?
I know. What is the benefit to not doing it? Unless you feel like you're going to maybe your fans are so drunk off of Kyler, it's like a turnoff to them. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I would think that you would put him in there.
Right?
I mean, it's the Cardinals. What are they selling?
They were 3-13 last year, and poor Rosen just didn't have a chance because he's getting sacked every time he took a snap.
But so much can happen, and I realize they have the first pick, so they do control that. But why would you, like, I don't know, it seems short-sighted not to put him in there.
No, I think I would, too. And, like, so Oakland has 3 first-round picks. this year, 2 first-round picks next year. Same with Oakland's got 5 first-round picks in the next 2 years. You come knocking on your door and give you an offer, I'm listening. Like, we'll see what you got here, because you're going to blow my doors down, then maybe I'll pass on Kyler. And by the way, it's not like Kyler's some sure thing. Like, I believe in him. I think he's going to be good, but I don't – we are kind of entering into uncharted territory with a quarterback like him and a head coach like Cliff.
Well, it almost tells you that with that, and I'm not going to read too much into like a marketing department decision, but it almost tells you that they have something in hand already that they think is good enough.
Right.
Right, because the scenario you'd be afraid, I'd be afraid of would be, you know, you end up with both guys in camp, you know, and Rosen now knows, he's the probably the first person to notice he wasn't in that video. And,
right.
You know,
oh, he knows,
you
yeah.
know, so it, to me, that almost says they've been offered something that to them is above the line already.
At least there wasn't any OU footage in that video. That would have been really yeah, right. bad, right? You know, but it does make me think about, to your point, KT, it does make me think about Rosen in this way. If you have a good young player, like you go, okay, I think this guy will be a good NFL quarterback, and Oakland does come and blow your doors down, you're already sitting there, you know, with high second-round picks, right? And if they come and blow your doors off with 2 first-round picks and you know Rosen can play, you would have to go, Kyler is infinitely better than Rosen to turn down 2 first-round picks. You pick 2 offensive linemen, and suddenly Rosen looks a hell of a lot better.
Infinitely better than Rosen and whoever you're going to get next year.
Right.
With that, you know, likely having a chance to get one of them next year, too.
Right. So I don't know, man. It almost makes me think they don't think Rosen can play. Or but then again, you know the deal. You bring in a new coach or
they
a new manager, and they want their guys. And there is the footage of Cliff at Texas Tech slobbering all over Kyler Murray.
I think Cliff knew that was out there, because I don't think Cliff took that Arizona job without knowing that he had the number one pick and could go get Kyler. Like, I don't think he left USC. Oh, wait, I've got the number one pick. He knew.
He knew what he wanted.
He knew exactly what he wanted.
How much, John? John Daniels is hanging out with us on the Ben and Skin Show. So, how often do you take, you know, what your life is like as a baseball executive and knowing what the inner workings are like, and then look at your favorite teams, whether it's the Giants or, you know, I don't know who your team is in basketball, and look at the way they're run and project your world onto what they're doing, if that makes sense?
I try not to in basketball because I grew up a Knicks fan.
Oh, no, sorry.
So I haven't been taking a lot of lessons there recently. But I am, I'm like kind of stepping outside my body here and looking at it and be like, hey, I think they might talk about us like this. Wait a second. Yeah. No, we love staying in touch with like people in other sports.
Yeah.
We have good relationships with the local teams, and we've also had a bunch of relationships elsewhere in the NFL, the Eagles, the Seahawks, basketball, obviously the Mavs, the Thunder, and actually the Maple Leafs. Josh Boyd's got a relationship with them. So try to like as much access as you can get, and vice versa. We try to open doors and like invite people in and touch base with them, and just anything you can learn, man. I mean, like the decisions aren't that much different, right?
Right,
the
right.
rules are different. The CBAs are different. The finances are different. But at the end of the day, I mean, you're trying to find advantages, and a lot of like the ways to do that and managing people are similar.
Absolutely. John Daniels joining us here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. And the reason you're out here is because there's a charity golf tournament benefiting Do It for Durrett, and you've been in on the ground floor of the Do It for Durrett Foundation. And I'd just like to kind of get your thoughts on what Richard was like. And, you know, it's unique when you have people write about you and those sorts of things. Everybody's got different relationships. But if you could just kind of tell our audience that doesn't know what kind of dude Richard was.
Just the most genuine, kind-hearted guy that you could want to meet, almost to the point where you're thinking, like, man, like, is this real?
Right,
you know,
right.
Is somebody going to take advantage of this guy? But he didn't care.
Right.
You know, that was always my take on him. And in a segment of the industry that's like more and more competitive, first one on Twitter, first one, like, that's not why he got into journalism, and he just wasn't going to give into it. Like, he just wrote like good stories about good people. He loved like the human interest side. He like some guys are just baseball or just football. He worked every sport he could.
Yeah.
And seemingly, like, you know, based on, you know, people have kind of come out and supported the foundation here in the last 5-6 years, like, everybody liked him, like universally liked him. Who can you say that about? You know, so you know, when he it happened in 14, kind of hit all of us hard, and just kind of reaction, like, all right, let's help his family, like we would do for, you know, you'd want to do for anybody.
Yeah.
And and then got to know Kelly a little bit through that, and she's amazing. And then, you know, Anthony Andro and Emily Jones and Jeff Wilson, just like, they're the motors behind it. They just kept going and said, let's keep going. Who else can we help? And that's kind of how we got here.
And I think one thing I want to point out to people is when you work in our business, you see a lot of different charity efforts and different things. And a lot of times it starts like gangbusters, and then people, quote unquote, get back to their lives. And I think those names you just mentioned with Wilson and Andro and Emily, and you're involved, that everyone is still, you know, full force, and the thing is picking up steam and just keeps growing and growing. That's really a testament to Richard that people care that much about his foundation.
Well, and where you really see it, you're spot on. Where you really see it is like, it becomes like the whole local sports community, mm-hmm. you yeah. know, where like, you know, there's the teams and the media, a little bit of divide. I know, you know, your old Mavs, you kind of navigate that. But, like, sometimes, you know, it's us and access. And through this, I've seen just a different side of it where,
right.
you know, and it extends beyond the foundation. You know, I see Jeff Wilson at the park, and there's, you know, and then Evan Grant, who's his competitor, is now, yeah. like, they're working together on something.
Right.
So it's been a really cool kind of community element to it, too.
That's awesome. That's awesome. One more question I got to just get to. You got to be excited about the start, right?
Man, it's fun.
Feeling pretty good. The vibes are good.
Yeah, you know.
I'm pumped. We started on the couch. I'm pumped.
We started our show talking about the wild card in
I like
April.
It, man. You know, Woody and I did a speaking deal earlier today, and group, I don't think, probably about 100 or so people at the ballpark. And, you know, I'm in this, like, cocoon, like, head down. I'm looking at, you know, our guys are doing the minor leagues, and Kip and his group had draft meetings the other day. And you know, you just, there's so much to do. We have so much to do. And it's fun stuff, but just a lot to do. And I don't really listen to radio, mostly just because it's probably better for my health.
I think it's a good idea. Ben usually kills you.
Yeah, Ben, he's just, the worst.
Yeah, he's so over the top. And
awful.
Yeah.
And so it was cool to see some of the questions that we were mostly Woody was getting, and the excitement of this group. It opened my eyes a little bit that, you know, the fans are, the segment of our fans that are really locked in are like really enjoying it. And some of the little bits of feedback for Woody was how much the guys love just the body language of our players, the style of play, the energy that they were coming at it, how, yeah, you don't get corny and get carried away, but like they generally seem to like enjoy coming to work, playing together, pushing each other.
Right.
That piece of it was really cool to hear.
KT specifically mentioned the body language off the top of the show, picking up on that. And one thing we were talking about, and it's, you know, sometimes guys take on a coaching role and they sort of then project this coach vibe. And I don't, you know, there's a long way to go in Woody's career, but he seems – I'm not saying personality-wise he's like Madden, but Madden sometimes doesn't come off as a manager. He comes off as Madden. And very early on, Woody comes off as just Woody,
yeah.
if that makes sense.
Super genuine, man.
Yeah.
Just, he is who he is. And I, that's what, whether it's talking to you guys or others in the media or ownership or front office or the clubhouse guys or the players or the fans, like, he's been the same guy every time. You know, we haven't lost five in a row, and we haven't had, you know, the inevitable issues that you have. And you know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.